Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Lori Vallow Daybell. She's acting up again. Obviously, you know, she's the Idaho murdering woman of her two children, facing charges in Arizona now for other deaths, caused a significant delay in her legal proceedings when she refused to be transported to court for a Rule 11 competency hearing. The hearing was scheduled to assess her mental fitness for trial in connection to the death of her ex-husband, Charles Vallow, and an attempted murder charge involving her ex's nephew, Brandon Boudreau. Vallow, a former Chandler resident, was found guilty in 23 for the deaths of her 7-year-old son, Joshua J.J. Vallow, and 16-year-old daughter, Tylee Ryan. Their bodies were discovered in her Idaho backyard in 2020. She's serving a life sentence without parole and was later extradited to Arizona after Governor Katie Hobbs approved the transfer. In Arizona, she is accused of conspiracy to commit murder in Charles Vallow's July 2019 shooting and suspected of attempting to kill Boudreau. The delay arose during Tuesday's hearing when Vallow Daybell did not show up for the scheduled court session. Her defense initially sought to have the competency hearing concluded based on a report from Dr. Michael McGady. However, Commissioner Travis Martison expressed hesitation, stating he usually requires a defendant's presence for such decisions. He was willing to consider an exception if the prosecution agreed. Maricopa County Prosecutor Katie Stabb argued that without a second competency report from Dr. Camille Hernandez, they could not move forward. Dr. Hernandez had been unable to complete her assessment due to Vallow Daybell's refusal to participate. I just want it to be clear for the record that the state is not employing a delay tactic in not stipulating to one report, Stabb said. We need Dr. Hernandez to be able to offer an opinion for the purposes of the record, especially if the defendant is trying to represent herself. Vallow Daybell's mental competency has been questioned in the past. In her Idaho case, she underwent almost a year of treatment before being deemed fit for trial. In Arizona, a matter of her mental fitness became relevant after her original defense team requested a Rule 11 evaluation. The situation shifted when she later expressed a desire to end those proceedings and represent herself. Thursday's proceedings were meant to facilitate this transition, but the delay in Dr. Hernandez's report, now expected by December 2nd, has been pushing back the timeline. The court has scheduled the status conference for November 20th with another Rule 11 hearing for December 5th. The latest development underscores a lot of the complex insanity that's going on in this case. Her ex-husband, Charles Vallow, previously expressed concerns about her mental health in many court documents. He's dead. Claiming she was fixated on biblical doomsday and had threatened his life. Then you got Vallow, her brother Alex Cox, shot and killing Charles Vallow in what he claimed was self-defense. And then Cox later died of, quote, natural causes, unquote, in December of 2019.
I have a few questions.
Yeah.
So you are in jail. Prison, wherever she is, you can just refuse to do things?
I think you can refuse to go to court to a certain extent. I mean, the court can order that the defendant be present and by whatever means necessary. That's where they would basically put her in a locked down chair or something and wheel her in.
Mm-hmm.
Or a gurney.
I just find it hard to believe this is a woman who wanted to represent herself and yet not take part in the process.
She's nuts.
Unless this is part of the ploy of, I need to show how crazy I am.
I think she's crazy. I mean, did you have a chance to listen to the phone calls with Colby?
No, not yet.
He has a YouTube page, and he's now talking about, you know, life with her, and has played a jail phone call between the two of them, and it's she's nuts. She's now blaming. And this is, you can listen. She talks in this. It's crazy. She's blaming the deaths of the kids on Tylee. She's saying something to the effect that they were playing. There was some sort of an accident, and it was something to the effect of Tylee accidentally killed JJ, and then she felt so bad about it that then she killed herself, and that Lori walked in and saw this and walked out and never saw them again, and somebody else took care of it.
Wow.
That's what she was telling her son.
Damn, that's.
And I'm going off of memory. So if there's like a slight element that's off, I apologize. But it's basically that.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing how the mind works. She's just a snow globe. I mean, I think that's probably the best way to describe it. Clear-headed person, that's the snow globe that's not snowing. It's the one that's sitting on the shelf at Hallmark for the last 30 years. Lori is the shooken-up snow globe that fell from that top shelf 4 years ago, and it's now in the back room, and it's still leaking water slowly but surely. And it's constantly being kicked around in boxes. That's her head.
Yeah, and maybe it's leaking some sort of toxic sludge out of it, too.
Yeah.
That this was not safe for children, you know?
No, it's... there's no way to describe her other than she's nuts. And that psychotic, she makes no sense on anything she talks about. And, yeah, the only reason why we're even talking about her right now, and that she's not like curled up in the corner outside somewhere talking to herself in the street, is because of the murders. I think if she was going to continue to lose her wits and her mind, she probably would have no matter what. And had she not killed her kids, I think that's probably where she'd be. And we see these people all the time. There's something wrong with them mentally. And yeah.
What a messed up situation. I can't believe we're still dealing with her.
Oh.
It's
amazing the power that the defendant can have in some of this stuff. But I'm going to guess if she doesn't want to go to the next time, they're going to order her restrained to go and like no choice.
Well, she's going to have to show up to something. I mean, she can't just go, I'm not feeling it today.
No, that's usually the court will give you your chance to come in when the way you're supposed to. And if you don't, and it's, you know, like a pressing thing, like a murder trial, you're going to get wheeled in there one way or the other.
Wow.
Or they'll just decide without if they need to. But it'll get decided one way or the other.
I didn't have that on my bingo card this year, although my card's pretty full.
You know, the amount of money it's going to cost that jurisdiction and everything to do this shit. Why? Really, honestly, we know she's behind all this shit. If I were the city or something, I'd be like really hoping she gets locked away in an institution. Because that is truly where she belongs.
Yeah, she does. She's not living in any form of reality whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the safety of anyone and everyone, herself included, general population at a prison, probably not the best place for someone like this. But we don't really have a lot of concern in that department anyhow, most of the time in our country. But this is just an obvious one.
Well, the last thing we want her doing is leading some sort of Sunday school service within the prison system, you know?
Oh, exactly. I mean, she's kind of a cult leader, or, you know, or attempted to be. People are looking for that stuff in prison, and maybe you'll get some more people that are going to subscribe to it. I mean, hell, a lot of people on the outside did. Who's to say that she can't make her own little following there?
She could, and that would be frightening.
Maybe she already has.
Ooh.
And then when those people are released, they go out and they start their own, you know, the Valo, the Church of Valo or something.
Maybe that already exists.
And it's right under your nose.
Great.
That'll be a great investigation for Keith Morrison on Dateline. Huh. All right. That's the latest on Lori Vallow.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.